guys, what the fuck is up? It's Spilly, and welcome back to No Bleeps. Happy Thanksgiving to anyone that's listening to this the day that it comes out, because it is Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday. Right now, it is not Thanksgiving for me, so you guys are living in the future here. But I really hope that you guys are having a really great day, and I know that this year is, like, so fucking weird and whack and crazy and just, like, not like anyone freaking thought it was going to be. And I don't know, I think maybe that's what makes this Thanksgiving a little bit more special, because we are trying to take in and, like, value everything that we have. And I don't know, this year just puts everything into perspective a little bit more than any of the other years, I guess, for a lot of people. But anyways, this week we are going to be talking about Zoe Laverne. But, like, before we get into that, you guys, this is, like, also going to be kind of a venting episode, because this is just, it's a weird week. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. It doesn't feel like it's fucking Thanksgiving. And it's not been the most wonderful week for me, but it's okay. Now, I mean, this year in general has just been so weird, and I feel like the holidays and this time of year, I'm like always so excited, but this year just, like, does not feel like the holidays. I mean, everyone is, like, already trying to celebrate Christmas, and I am too. Like, the tree is up, I have a Christmas cup, and I'm really trying to be super festive, because I just, like, need something to look forward to. I need something to, you know, get me excited and, like, in the mood to, like, celebrate things this year, because there's just, like, not been a lot of joy that has, like, come with this year. I mean, there has been so many amazing moments and, like, blessings and happiness in my life, but there's just been so much, like, depressing stuff, like, on the news, and just the way that stores that I love have been shut down, and restaurants, and people that I know that have lost their jobs. It's just really, it's really hard to be like, wow, it was a great year, because, you know, it has been, like, a really amazing year for me, but at the same time, it's just also been, like, a really hard year, I think, emotionally, for every single person, and mentally, it's just been draining, and it's just taken a lot out of everyone. So that's why I'm like, you guys, take it in on Thanksgiving. Like, I really hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving, because we all deserve, like, a little break from all the shit show that has been this year. And I also just need to go on a whole rant about the freaking medical fucking healthcare in the US, you guys. What the fuck is this? And then we're gonna get into Zoe Laverne, because I've been seeing it going around on TikTok, and I've been seeing it go around on Twitter. Everyone that's just like, the US healthcare sucks. And I'm like, yeah, like, it does suck. And, you know, insurance is, like, so fucking expensive. And then when you actually, like, need to use it, it, like, really doesn't help you out in the end. And basically, I saw this TikTok of this mom. Well, someone was like, how much did your labor and delivery cost? And honestly, a shit ton of the comments were like, what the fuck? I didn't even know you had to think about that stuff. Like, I just feel like when people think, like, you have a baby, they think about, like, you guys have sex and, or you do IVF, and then you don't really think about the cost of it coming out. Like, it's so much money. I literally cannot believe it. I cannot believe it at all. I heard this, like, a couple months ago. I saw someone say that they were supposed to be born in, like, 1997, but they were actually born in 1996, because their mom, like, scheduled to have, like, I guess she was, like, on the verge of Christmas baby or New Year's baby. Like, the baby was going to be born in between those times, but she had hit her insurance deductible, and so it would have been, like, totally free for her to have this baby in 1996. But if she gave birth in 1997, like, just, like, a week later or so, she would have had to pay for, like, the whole fucking thing, and it would have been so much more expensive. So she literally, like, planned, like, to get induced or have a C-section. I don't know which one it was in this story, but she ended up getting induced or having a C-section so that the birth would not cost her a dime. And that is so insane to me. Like, what? Like, not her, but the fact that the system, that it has to be like that. That is what is so nuts to me. And so when I was on TikTok this week, I saw someone say, like, how much did your birth cost? And someone replied saying that they had triplets and they had a C-section. They gave birth early. Each baby had to be in the hospital for, like, over 60 days each. and each baby costs like $1.2 million each for their stay. What? And then she said, like, after insurance, it was like $65,000 that she had to pay. And she said that she had to just like take out her 401k, like her entire retirement, to try to pay it off. And now she's like not going to be able to retire ever in her life because she had triplets. What? And so I was heated about that. I posted about it on Twitter and I was like, this is the craziest shit ever. This is so upsetting. It's so upsetting. Like, it's just frustrating because people think like having a baby is like so easy breezy, and it's just like, it's not. It's not easy at all, and it's expensive. Before they even can breathe, the process of getting them out is expensive. And so I'm extra mad about it today because like about 2 months ago, I went to the doctors, went to the gyno, and she did like my well woman's check, and I have like a history of breast cancer in my family. So I was like, you know, telling her about it. She had like already known like my medical history and stuff. And so she was like extra checking my boobs and all that. And she was like, you know, just to be safe, I like want you to go get like an ultrasound in like one of your boobs. So she wrote me like up this, not like a prescription, but just like a note that said like, I really need to get this done. And they didn't do it there. They don't do like the breast ultrasound. So I had to go to like a special place. And I had like asked them like a couple of different places that I could go to. And they were like, well, there's this place and this place and this place. And I was like, okay, but like essentially I could go anywhere. And they were like, yeah. So I was like looking around and I truly did not think, and I don't know if I'm dumb or like, I don't know. I just was not thinking about, well, let me shop around for how much this is going to cost at each different place. Cause I did not think it was going to be like, I thought it was going to be covered by insurance. I don't know. So, you know, she's telling me like, I need to get this done. And I like, I have this note and I figured it was going to get covered. So about like a month later is when I finally got this appointment at one of the places that I picked. And like when I scheduled the appointment, they were like, yeah, we take your insurance. I'm like, okay, great. And I just feel like they should give you a heads up. They should like freaking tell you how much it's going to cost. So basically I go in and, you know, they lube me up and like do the ultrasound on my boobs. And then I leave and I go home. And then a few weeks later, I get a bill in the mail and it's like $190. And I'm like, okay, like it kind of sucks. Like, that's a lot of money. It sucks that, you know, I had to pay. It said it was like literally like $300, 300 something like per boob. And insurance covered like a portion of that. And so my portion that I had to pay for was $190 for the ultrasound. It literally said specifically like right breast ultrasound, left breast ultrasound. Even though when I went, she only wanted me to get one done and they did two. I don't know what they were. I don't know if they're trying to scam me. I don't know. You guys, I really don't know. And it's a credible place. It's a credible place that I went to, like a really highly credible place. A lot of people go there. It's like attached to a hospital. Anyways, so la-di-da-di-da, about a freaking month later from when I got this bill, guys, I get a phone call today, the day that I'm recording this, I get a phone call. And I didn't recognize the number, so I didn't answer it. And then they left voicemail and they were like, hi, blah, blah, blah. It's me here from, you know, the place that you got your test done. And like, it said, like, please call us back. And I was like, oh, shit. So I'm like, okay, like, I thought I paid for, you know, whatever. So like, I wonder why they're calling me. And, they, you know, they didn't say like I needed to pay anything, but I was just like, that's so weird for them to call me. So I go into the online portal because they have like a patient portal, and I see that I fucking owe $590. Huh? I'm sorry, who? What? What do you mean? What do you mean? You guys, I was fired up. I was like, what is this bullshit right here? So basically in this portal, it said that, you know, if you go under like what you owe, it said I had paid for the service, which was the ultrasound, and that was it. I had paid for the service. And then there was a separate new bill for being there, my presence. it literally was just like being the location. It literally said service and hospital. I'm like, I wasn't in the fucking hospital. I wasn't in the hospital. So what is this bullshit? What is this shit right here? And it basically was just like appointment fee. It was $900 before insurance. I'm sorry, who in their right mind? What? Why didn't anyone tell me? Oh, the appointment itself is going to be $900 without insurance. And, you know, the actual whatever you're getting looked at is a whole other. What? What? You guys, why don't they tell you this? Why don't they tell you this? And like, how do they get these numbers? How do they get these fucking numbers? How do they get these random numbers? I just want to know. I want to know, because this is some bullshit. This is like feeling just so upsetting to me. And so it's been like on my mind all day. And I was tweeting about it. I was like, the fact that my doctor told me to go and get something and I go and get it done and it's like $700, basically the entire thing is like $700 for no reason. Like, I just, thank God I'm okay. You know, I should say that. Like, I'm so thankful that I'm okay. The results, like everything is like negative for anything. There was like nothing found. Amazing. But why was it $700? Why was like my presence more expensive than like me actually getting looked at by the doctor? Like me just like walking in the building was like already going to cost me $900. And it just like makes me think like, what about the other places? Were they also going to be $900? Like, was there a better place I could have gone? I'm just a little lost on that. I'm a little lost. Why don't they tell you this? These are the things that like I would like to know about like in school. Like, someone needs to go over this shit, because learning this as an adult is like very hard. And now I'm like stuck with this bill and I'm like, okay, thank God I can pay for it, but like I don't want to pay for it. And why do I have to pay for it? And why wasn't it explained to me? Anyways, I had to go on that rant, you guys, because I'm a little confused. And maybe someone out there that's listening to this works in like freaking healthcare and insurance and like a hospital or whatever. It's like not even a hospital. It wasn't a hospital. That's like the thing. The place that I went to, the name of it, it's like the same name as a hospital, but it's like a smaller little branch. I'm not understanding why. So maybe if someone works in healthcare or whatever, you guys can help explain to me what the fuck happened and how I can get a better deal next time. It's just so frustrating. But that is pretty much like what I've seen on TikTok and like what happened to me and like why I'm so upset. Oh, and people just keep, when I tweet about, people are just like, oh my God, that sucks living in the States. Like, come to Canada, come to Canada. And I'm just, you guys, I'm jealous. I'm freaking jealous. But anyways, I'm going to get off of my little rant and go into another rant. We're going to talk about Zoe Laverne, because this girl has me lost. I'm just baffled. I don't know what the fuck to even say about her anymore at this point, because I'm just a little confused as to everything that has truly gone on with her and what her plan is and what she is thinking is going to happen to her, because I don't know at this point what is going on. Right now it seems like she's honestly trolling everybody and trying to get everybody upset, but I don't know why, because the reasons why people are upset are pretty valid, and she honestly has no room to talk or like defend her actions, because it's just like not gonna help the situation at all. And she just keeps getting this situation, like it's becoming a bigger mess. It's messier. So the last time I talked about her, you guys, Zoe is a 19-year-old. She got famous on TikTok. She has millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of followers on TikTok. And she got caught kissing a 13-year-old. As a 19-year-old, kissing a fucking 13-year-old, that's literally illegal. Literally illegal. Like, let's just get that clear. Let's say it again. Illegal. Could go and get in some major trouble for doing shit like that. So Zoe had basically been dating this guy, Cody Orlove. They were both literally like the same age, and they broke up recently. They had this really long relationship, their ups and downs and whatnot. But after their relationship ended, I guess she had a really good friendship with this 13-year-old fan. It's disturbing on so many levels, but he was like a fan of hers, I guess, and they got to be friends and they got really close. And basically, like, her ex, he had gotten hacked. So he got hacked and his DMs got leaked, and somebody who I guess is friends with Zoe, like, had messaged her ex and was like, I stopped being friends with her because her relationship with this 13-year-old got weird, and so I don't want to be around that. And so now, you know, when he got hacked, everyone freaking found out because they leaked those DMs. And then suddenly there's a video of her and this 13-year-old kissing coming out, and it was getting leaked and everyone was seeing it, and it disturbed everyone. Everyone was very confused, and everyone was just like, what the fuck are you thinking? What are you doing out here? And so she started getting a ton of hate, and people started talking about it, and, you know, mainstream news outlets were doing stories on her because this is a disturbingly close relationship to a fan, literally 13, like, underage. Like, this is gross. So once she got caught, she issued an apology, and she tried to say that she was going to be getting help. Like, she has a burner Instagram account, and she posted on there saying, I'm checking myself into a hospital for a while. I don't know when I'll be out, etc. I'm trying to find help before it's too late. I love you. Goodbye for now. Now, that was the beginning of November that she had basically said that she was sorry about this kiss and that she stopped talking to this 13-year-old and that she had made his mother aware of the kiss before, like, everything got leaked. And so she said that, you know, his mom was mad but understood how friends can sometimes catch feelings for each other. And her mom was also saying the same thing, that, like, when you're really close to someone and you're friends with someone, you can catch feelings for another person, and it's, like, understandable. But it's just, like, when you're 19 and 13, that's just a little... And I just feel like that age gap and that those years of your life are just... It's inappropriate to be hanging out. I feel like if you're, like, 20-something and you're dating someone, like, that age gap older than you, it's a little different. Like, it's not... weird. Like, you could be at the same stage of life somehow and get along just fine, but 13 and 19, like, it's illegal to be with someone underage for a reason. It's because they're still developing, and it's just, like, the manipulation here, it's disturbing. So everyone thought that once she got caught and this video got leaked and she said she was going to check herself into a mental hospital, that suddenly, you know, she was just going to be away from the internet. She was going to, you know, accept that she couldn't talk to the 13-year-old anymore and that she really needed to get some help. But you guys, that wasn't the freaking case. It wasn't the freaking case. That's, like, literally not what happened. It's like when she returned to social media weeks later, like, it's still November and her break started the beginning of November and she's already back. She... literally, it's like she decided she was going to be proud of what happened. That's kind of just what it seemed like. When just, like, weeks before she went on a break, she was, like, crying about it, being apologetic, saying she was going to get help. And now it's gotten creepy. So on her TikTok, stuff that she's been posting on there, because her Instagram hasn't really been posting that much, but on her freaking TikTok, guys, there's been some disturbing things that people have found. So she has one of those bracelets on her arm in a couple of TikToks, and the boy is also on TikTok, the 13-year-old, and she has been caught wearing this bracelet. And essentially, this bracelet is like a vibrating bracelet for long-distance couples, and if you, like, touch it or whatever, it, like, vibrates to the other person when you're not together to kind of just, like, mimic touch or whatever. I can't process that thought even at all. Like, I cannot even process the fact that if that is for real, because the bracelet looks like the one, they're both wearing the same bracelets in their TikToks, their recent TikToks, and it's the same one in the picture. I don't know what else it would be. Like, it's not a cute bracelet. It's, like, I don't think anyone would wear that for fashion sense. So that's disturbing. That's literally the first thing that I was like, red flag, that's gross. And secondly, she's recently been making TikToks where she's, like, you know, showing her phone in the mirror. And in her phone case, she has taken a photo of her and this 13-year-old and stuck it in the phone case so you can see it. A photo of her and him. And she's out here doing these TikToks, like the Ariana Grande positions, like switching in positions for you. I do not want you to be like making TikToks talking about your switching positions with a 13-year-old in your phone case wearing this like touch bracelet. Like, what? Ew. I'm just disturbed. And that was truly just like, I mean, you're asking for people to hate on you. And she's like limited comments on all of her accounts, which it's just like, why are you making it worse? She's adding fuel to the fire here by having a photo of them in her phone and putting it on display and using that song to make TikToks. It's just like, ew, like, please don't be talking about him. But it's just everything that like is insinuated. It's gross. And basically after this, I think she started to get comments about her and him and all this stuff, and people were calling her a groomer. And on TikTok, she had apparently, I saw it on Twitter, that she had answered one of the questions. Like, you know, when you're on TikTok and you can see someone's comment and then you can reply to it like in another TikTok, that's what she did. And it was like, you're a groomer or something like that. And she just mouthed the lyrics of a Cardi B song, and it was just kind of like, that's just how I am. And I'm like, what was that? I couldn't find it when I went on her TikTok, so I don't know if it was deleted or what, but that was quite disturbing. That's just how I, girl, I'm like a little unsure as to why she's still like getting away with being on social media and how this is like okay, because just I don't know, like I feel like the storm that has come over this past week, like with all this Charli D'Amelio stuff, this Dixie D'Amelio drama, people were getting really, really upset at those two girls for disrespecting a chef by not liking their food. Yeah, you know, when you're watching the video, it was like disrespectful if you didn't know the full context, which was that apparently they were, you know, getting pranked by the chef and their team. They totally should have edited, you know, hey guys, we're pulling a prank on Charli and Dixie today, but that's not what they put in the video. So it obviously got misinterpreted and it did not make them look good. But the fact that they got canceled for that, like to such a degree, and I know they have more followers than Zoe, but Zoe has like 17 million followers. That's a snap ton, a shit ton of followers. So the fact that they were getting called out for, you know, spitting out snails and talking about how cool it would be to achieve a milestone, and Zoe is out here posting this 13-year-old in her phone, and she's out here saying like, that's just how I am, and wearing this little vibrating bracelet, like, I'm just a little lost. I'm a little confused as to how that is somehow going under the radar, but the Charli and Dixie thing hit like a next level cancellation. She lost millions of followers. Like, what is that? What is that? She lost followers, over a million followers, because of saying she wanted dino nuggets at dinner and that it would be cool to hit a milestone of 100 million followers after she hit 1 million. Like, a lot of people interpreted that as her being ungrateful, but we're talking about, there is a person on this platform that is like kissed a 13-year-old and is out here still saying like she is in love with this person and like likes this person and misses this person. And it's just like, what? Let's pick our battles, people. What is this? And I've noticed like a lot more people on social media have been pointing this out, and I hate to be like, ooh, Trisha Paytas, but Trisha has made a couple TikToks about the situation saying, you know, why do people like Tony Lopez and Zoe Laverne just get away with stuff like this and nobody cares? They're not held accountable at all. How are they supposed to learn that this stuff is wrong? You know, there's a bunch of people that are getting called out for dumb stuff, but Zoe Laverne over here flying under the radar. even though Trisha did play a really big part in what happened to the D'Amelio sisters, like, she came for them really hard. Really, 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 really hard. And she did not need to do that at all. Like, it was just unnecessary. The way that she, like a 30-something-year-old woman, was coming for a 16-year-old and bashing the parents and all of this stuff. It's just like, Trisha, people were with you for like 5 seconds and now they're not with you because you took it too far. She made like 20 plus TikToks about Charlie going off on her family. And then she has like this new podcast episode with Ethan, their frenemies podcast, talking about Charlie and all of this stuff, like just saying how nasty and bratty those girls are. I just wish she would do like a freaking episode on Zoe Laverne or something. I don't know, like, we should just bring awareness to some of these topics that really deserve some attention. Like, is this 13-year-old okay? And what are the parents? How did he get that freaking bracelet? He's 13. I know he, like, how did he get that? Did she send it to him? Like, is the mom letting them be friends still? Because that's a little... Because I know when I was 13, I did not know how to order stuff online, that's for sure. I didn't have a credit card. I would have to ask my mom, and she would have to know what I was buying. And so I just have a lot of questions. A lot of questions about the situation, how it's being handled. And I know Zoe is an adult. She's 19 years old, but why? If her mom was going to come out and speak out and like defend her and be like, friends can catch feelings for each other, like, where's her mom right now in this moment where she's making these TikToks? Like, I think her mom should be like, Zoe, maybe you shouldn't do that because you could get in really big trouble. And honestly, if this family, this 13-year-old family decided to like flip a switch, they could definitely like get her because of the stuff she's posting. It's creepy and it's weird. And I mean, the photo of them in the phone case is enough, I'm sure, for anyone to be like, okay, yeah, like, you're weird, you're being weird, you're not trying to end this at all. It just seems like you're secretly trying to keep this thing going or something. I know you guys were friends and it sucks to lose a friend, but this is like, it's a lot better than going to jail or paying up the price somehow. Like, I don't know how she thinks this is okay and like this can slide and that people are just going to see her TikToks and be like, oh, cute, I love this dance. Like, yeah, position, switching in position. Like, not with a 13-year-old, you're not. Not with a 13-year-old, you're not, Zoe. That's like literally not it at all. So, I don't know, you guys. This shit is fucking bananas. It's blowing my fucking mind. And I just like needed to rant. I needed to do a Thanksgiving little rant with you guys because that's just how I'm feeling today. I'm feeling like we really needed to have a little chit chat about all the shit that's going on, the shit that's going on in the world. Sorry for my little healthcare rant, but it seems necessary. People aren't aware of that. And I'm sure some of you are going to be like, oh, what? You have to pay for that stuff? Like, yeah, it's crazy. And the Zoe stuff, it's just been like living in my mind rent free. Like, what the hell's going on with this girl? So I definitely want to know what you guys have to think about this. If you guys are listening on YouTube, you guys can comment down below. And if you guys are listening anywhere else, I have a YouTube channel, the No Bleeps YouTube channel, where you guys can leave me comments. And I try to reply like as best as I can to all the comments that I receive on that channel. And also, if you guys have any questions for me that you want answered on the podcast, you guys can definitely leave them in the comments on my YouTube, DM them to me on my Twitter page. If you guys are listening on a streaming platform, in the description there is an email that you can email questions to. But it's Thanksgiving today, and so I like didn't see anything that like I was like Thanksgiving kind of questions, but you know, I figured we would save the questions for an episode that wasn't so ranty. I feel like I talked about a lot of stuff today, but anyways, so if you guys have questions for me, leave them down below. And if you're listening on YouTube and it's Thanksgiving for you, let me know what your favorite part of dinner was tonight. Anyways, I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.